So if like Egagata becomes Samadhi, if you go backwards, if there's Sati at that moment, coming back here, is there another thing for Sati?
Is there a precursor?
Oh, yeah. If you go Egagata becomes Samadhi, no. What about you come backwards? Is
Samadhi and Egagata are one and the same thing.
I know, but it becomes
different
Samadhi.
Different level. Because this moment is not Vipassana moment. How can all the factors be like when it's Vipassana? For example, seeing, you cannot have more cetasikas at all. Mm. So it depends on time and object and moment.
Yes, I guess I'm trying to put a self in there somewhere.
That's easy.
Adipita, which follows on a bit from the samadhis. So we know that adipita always refers to development of vipassana and to purification of calm or concentration, which is purified by the anagami in vipassana.
Usually it means samadhi at different levels,
samadhi
up to ujjana, apana samadhi. Any kind of kusala samadhi is adicitta. So it can be satipatthana or samatha. But you see that it has to be followed by satipatthana too. But it's always referred to the five jhanas or upajara or apana samadhi.
So it refers to the five jhanas.
It depends.
But the implication is it followed
because
by
because you
the
see that when it refers to jhana, it includes satipatthana, which follows.
So looking at a couple of quotes, for example, in the Vitaka Santana Sutta, it deals with the case of a bhikkhu who is pursuing the higher mind, adicitta, which according to the commentary is the mind of the eight meditative attainments used as a basis for insight. So it refers to the jhanas called the higher mind, adicitta, because it is higher than ordinary wholesome mind of the 10 punya kriya vatu. It ends with mention of the attainment of insight. So it's referring to the eight attainments of
satipatthana and jhana, eight jhana.
Eight jhana. Right, so it's referring to the eight jhana followed by satipatthana. Okay.
Because you see that sometimes people in the old days understood what Buddha said. Today people do not understand
right.
Because he simply said about jhana.
Yes.
But people think that it has to be jhana always.
But we know that adicitta has to refer to vipassana. And another one in a sutra, it says, a bhikkhu who is intent on adicitta, and the commentary says, okay, again, the kusala citta arising with the 10 punya kriya vatu are not adicitta. Citta with the 8 attainments based on vipassana is higher. It's adicitta. Vipassana based on jhana. Usually we talk about vipassana based on jhana, but here it mentions jhana based on vipassana. The 8 attainments based on vipassana.
Because vipassana can understand the different level of jhana, and when vipassana is accompanied by such level of jhana.
So what does it mean to say jhana based on vipassana?
Because when vipassana can understand jhana, and then after that, the satipatthana or vipassana is accompanied by factors of jhana.
So is the meaning any different from when we read about vipassana based on jhana or jhana based on vipassana?
Intermingled.
Okay, and the adicitta again referring to the samadhi here of the level of jhana accompanied by vipassana.
I think that when we understand mahasatipatthana, no doubt about all this at all. Mm-hmm. It can be at the very low level up to the very high level.
The adicitta has to be low level or high level?
From the low level to the high level. For example, if it's not atipanya, can the citta be atijitta or atisila? And when it's atisila, it's not the ordinary sila. So the rest must be atijitta and atipanya as well.
Yes, thank you.
You mentioned Yukanatha earlier. Does Yukanatha refer to Ekagata and Panya, or does it refer to Samatha and Vipassana?
When we talk about Samadhi, we don't talk about the wrong Samadhi.
Right.
So it has to be Samatha. Because Samatha is wholesome moment.
Sure, but Samadhi doesn't mean Samatha, does it?
When it's accompanied Akusala Citta, it is not Samatha.
When it accompanies Kusala Citta, it is Samatha.
Right.
Right, but Samatha Bhavana also refers to
Upachara Samadhi and Apana Samadhi,
right,
or the beginning of that.
And the Panya of Samatha is not of the level of insight,
Vipassana.
Mm-hmm. There's a sutra in Anguttara 4 which talks about developing
Samatha and Vipassana
first, and then Vipassana,
and then Samatha.
All the two together, Yukanatha.
Yeah.
So that's a reference to someone who develops
Samatha
and insight together and attains insight based
that
on
level.
At that level.
Mm-hmm. For example, when sati just arises and is aware of an object, can that be Yukanatha? See?
No.
So we know that not that level.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that there is no panya and there is no samadhi.
No.
It's there, but not at level of vipassana yana.
But the sukha vipassaka, for example,
mm-hmm,
we don't use yukanatha in that
connection. For vipassana yana.
No,
any moment
no
of vipassana yana, panya is there, very clear.
So does this mean two slightly different meanings of yukanatha? For example, in the Yukanatha Sutta, which you're referring to, when it's referring to the different kinds of enlightenment, one of the kinds of enlightenment is for the sukha vipassaka, and then it's saying
not that level of jhana.
So the implication is not yoked to the level of jhana, but actually the other meaning of yukanatha or yoke refers to even at the level of vipassana and jhana. So it's like two different levels of yoke.
Yeah. Because samadhi has different levels.
And you were just saying about, well, one understands adisina, how it has to be with vipassana, one understands.
Or satipatthana, low level. Otherwise, it's not different from ordinary sila.
Right, okay. And adisila, we know, has to be accompanied by sati and panya or satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the moments of right livelihood or right speech or right action. But the adisila doesn't just refer to those moments of abstention, but it just refers to all the path factors.
Because when we talk about sila, usually we think about the manners of speech and deeds,
yes,
right? Ordinary sila. But when it's adisila, it knows better and clearer before the deed and the speech is done. That's why we use the term adisila, more refined. With our sati, can the sila be adisila? See? Because usually there is the abstaining from deeds and speech.
Yes.
But the citta can be akusala, but the deed is not done.
Yes.
But when it's adisila, it can be known before the deed is done.
Yes.
So it's more refined. That's why it's adisila.
And in that case, the adisila only refers to those moments of abstention before the deed is done, not to ordinary sila as well.
When it's adisila, it knows better than just abstaining, because it can understand the akusala moment.
And when, for example, we talk about right speech, say we're talking about right speech of the path, then we're talking about those moments of abstention. What about just general right speech, kindness or consideration or whatever? Then this is just general sila.
The function of the virati jetasika or right speech is to abstain from ill speech at moment of going to speak.
So what about, for example, charita, sila, or habitual sila, which just kusala jitas?
Otherwise it will arise with each moment of kusala.
Otherwise what will arise with
viriti jetasikas?
Okay, so charita sila is just any moments of kusala jita.
Concerning sila, body and speech.
Sila. Let me just read something out, which I think is a quote from your Perfections. Sila of performance, Charita Sila, is very subtle and refined. Well, first of all, if it's any kusala chittas, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be subtle and refined.
No, anything ordinary.
Just ordinary.
The etisila is...
is subtle and refined.
Exactly the same kusala chitta moment.
And we should consider it at the present moment with sati sampajanya.
The parami in Thai language.
I just read the rest of this paragraph. Sila of performance, Charita Sila, is very subtle and refined, and we should consider it at the present moment with sati sampajanya. For example, when a dear friend does something wrong, one may be off guard and blame him immediately in front of others. But when sati sampajanya arises, one will wait for the proper opportunity and speak to him later on. This shows that defilements have to be worn off time and again until they eventually will be completely eradicated.
It can be ordinary.
Ordinary.
It has to be a sila, not ordinary sila.
Not charity sila.
Only satipatthana is a sila.
Yes. But also, even when it's satipatthana, I would say it depends.
Satipatthana can arise at any
time. Not just one should do this or one should. Otherwise, it's like setting rules again.
When I talk about Charita Sila, I quote Bodhisattva.
I see. Yeah. So you would just say when sati is. But Charita Sila, you mean for the Bodhisattva is subtle or any Charita?
Any, because in order to say this, it's
more refined. It has to be more refined.
Because people think about just abstaining from ill deeds.
Yes, that's the point. We often say, okay, well, sila of the Eightfold Path is abstaining from ill deeds, but what about cultivating
Charita Sila
in daily life, not just abstaining from wrong speech, but what about speaking kindly? So this is more refined.
So what is Charita Sila, briefly?
Just common habitual sila. So, for example, like now, speaking kindly to others, being polite mannered. I suppose it includes also moments of abstention from harmful speech, but it's general. It includes all sila and not necessarily accompanied by satipatthana.
Right.
So it's using conventional language to refer to these different dhammas, which are common to anyone who follows good sila.
But it's the function of that kusala woman to have wholesome deeds and speech.
Have wholesome deeds and speech and abstain from a kusala.
According to speech.
According to speech and according to one's accumulations at that
time. To metta and other wholesome jetasikas.
So when you say it's subtle or refined, but actually isn't that suggesting that all sila is subtle or refined, but it may just be that the very
ordinary... It depends on your understanding. For example, the five sila, is it just sila that anyone can see or understand?
No, because if it's a five sila, then it's referring to adi sila, so definitely this is very subtle because it's referring to moments of satipatthana.
I think that even the abstention from killing is ordinary sila.
I see, yes.
In the day.
Yes.
People understand that.
Yes. So it may not be very subtle.
Five. Basic.
So even these moments are Charita Sila. Yes. So what you mean is the understanding of the sila is subtle.
There's
and refined.
More sankhara kanda condition, better and better. It can condition the Charita Sila as well, not only Charita Sila.
And can we say at moments of Charita Sila, like polite speech and being well-mannered and so forth?
With kusala chitta.
With kusala chitta, obviously. Would they be moments of metta also then? Would metta be present? Yes. So we can look at it in different ways.
Adosa.
It's
the basic for sila.
Right. So if we are talking about development of metta, for example, then at such moments the characteristic of metta would be there.
Other kusala can arise.
Other kusala also, characteristic of kusala would be present at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And is such kusala a support for satipatthana?
All kusala.
All kusala.
Well, all a kusala can have support.
the factors for the development of insight, that is, association with the right person, hearing the teachings, reflection on what has been heard, and practice in accordance with the teachings. These are all conventional, not all, but association with the wise person is a conventional description of things.
Associated with right understanding.
With right understanding, yeah. Can we relate this to what we were talking about earlier of samadhi as a proximate cause for the arising of panya?
Yeah. What level of panya?
Same question.
Yeah.
I don't know the
and
answer.
What type of samadhi? What kind of samadhi?
To my understanding, it means that samadhi or samatha is a proximate cause.
Jetasika arises with samadhi. Right titi. So it is right samadhi.
It is right samadhi.
When it accompanies right titi.
Yeah. Samadhiti is panya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it depends on the level of panya. If it's panya of the level of samatha, then it's samadhi of the level of samatha. If it's panya of the level of vipassana, then it's...
Samadhi arises with each citta.
Right.
When citta is akusla, samadhi must be akusla. Or mitcha samadhi. When it's kusla, it is kusala. And when it accompanies right titi, it is right samadhi.
May I ask a question on piti, joy? The references in the suttas to pervading the body with joy. As I understand, piti, of course, is a mental factor. And there are different kinds of piti and different levels accompanying jhanas and ordinary piti. So when it refers to pervading the body with joy, this refers to rupas in the body conditioned by that piti of that level.
By the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling.
With piti.
I see. The joy refers to the feeling, the pleasant feeling.
Piti.
Okay, and piti. So, yes, we read about the minor joy which can raise the hair on the body, the momentary joy, like the flash of lightning, the showering joy, the uplifting joy which can levitate the body, the pervading joy which is like a sponge saturated with water. So they're just referring to the effect on rupas of the piti accompanying the pleasant feeling. And then it refers to, in one who has aroused enthusiastic energy, there rises a joy not of this world, and the joy linked to awakening emerges there. So then piti as an enlightenment factor. Is it always with piti or can also be with impairment?
Usually it's like the first jhana with piti.
So it has to be with piti? Oh, thank you.
Usually. How can not it be piti at such moment?
And then one of calm body experiences pleasure and happiness. The mind of one who is happy becomes concentrated, the concentrated. So whenever it talks about one of calm body, it's always referring to the mental factor. Okay.
Can you mention a bit about the characteristic of kusala? Now, also, we are discussing
there is
Dhamma.
No lobha, dosa, moha. Can be known by satipatthana only.
Is that right? Characteristic of kusala.
Of all Dhammas.
Of all Dhammas. What about the person who develops jhana without any understanding of the path? He has to know the characteristic of kusala and akusala, right?
They can understand the nimitta of sankhara dhamma.
Yes.
But not as non-self.
But I thought we had said before that he or she knows the distinction between kusala and satellite kusala.
As my kusala.
As my kusala, right.
So not as dhammas, as conditioned dhammas.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they are not different.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, because there's panya involved in the development
different
of jhana.
Different degrees.
The panya that accompanies jhana knows something about the present moment, but it doesn't know dhammas as not self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say it knows something about the characteristic
of the present moment?
Not as reality.
Mm-hmm.
Only is a concept of kusala or akusala.
As much as one knows when it's not jhana, it's lobha and dosa are different. But those who develop jhana knows better. For example, can one know that now that is lobha when the object is pleasant? But those who develop knows.
But can one say that if it's still taken as my lobha or my dosa, it's only a concept of lobha or dosa?
That's
even
why
as
most of the object of jhana
are concepts.
Are concepts.
Yes.
Most.
Except akasananjayatana and
nityarupa jhanas.
And it's said in the Tipitaka or the commentary that one shouldn't imagine what jhana jitta is.
Yeah.
The Buddha's wisdom and
yes.
also the jhana monks.
Jhana monks. One of the Ajintya.
Yeah.
Because what we imagine is just karma vichara, is within the bounds of karma vichara.
Right. What about the fact that we may have developed, or probably have developed jhana in previous lifetimes?
What about now?
Yeah, not now, but I'm just thinking about the sannyā.
What kind of sannyā is more?
Yeah, you're right.
Even the sannyā, that would be triggered if and when you are practicing jhana now, you might recognize
the,
it.
I see. Right.
Recognize kusala moment first with right understanding.
Yep.
See?
And I think talking about jhanas, I think you mentioned before that the real meaning of kasina is all. And if the real meaning is all and it doesn't matter what color, why do they in the text specify particular color objects like blue, yellow, red, white for kasina if the meaning of kasina is all? Why do they give...
Can
is it just examples?
Right now with different color?
Could be. In theory.
But only if there's any wise reflection. Colours, you know, are so unimportant that usually we're so attached to them in a day. But there could be a moment of wise reflection. That
in order not to pay attention to different colours in a day. Easy?
No, not easy at all. No. But why do they give particular examples of colours?
Not particular, any
just
of them.
Any,
yeah.
But it could be any colour at all. It's just examples that they give. Just
even if it's different color, if it's red or blue or white or green.
But I have read somewhere, and I can't remember where, that different types of people
choose
are given different colors to concentrate on.
And who knows what fits you, what color fits you.
Oh, I don't know.
So don't mind.
No.
Yeah.
But even if somebody knew and told us, it's not a matter of just focusing on the color.
We know that.
I know. Because it's after all the development of kusala. So.
Then we have attachment to all colors.
Yes.
So.
That's it. So there's no significance in the colors they use.
Especially there should be right understanding of moment, which is kusala. At that moment of experiencing colors.
A minute ago you said just recognize kusala when it occurs.
With panya and sati.
That's why I was asking about the characteristic. I don't know that I can recognize kusala when it occurs because there's no particular.
Because it's not you, it's panya.
So that means just no panya. Panya not arising.
Panya
at
level of intellectual understanding.
So. The kasina actually applies to any object, any colour, and it depends on the understanding and whether or not there's attachment to the object or colour. And then we read that the object may first be known through the eyes by looking at a kasina or through touch.
Yes.
And then a mental image, a nimitta, is acquired, a concept of it. Is that correct?
Because how can there be more concentration of one object now?
By attending to that
one object at a time. With right understanding.
With right understanding. Yeah. So it's not a matter of focusing on a particular
it's
object.
Not the focusing, it's the development of samatha, kusala moments. Since ekakata jetasika arises with each citta, no need to do anything.
And the same with breath, with right understanding, it's first known by touch and then the nimitta is observed.
Thank you.